The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
On this anniversary of September 11th, would you like to say something?
Yes. On September 11th, 2001, I was a New York City fireman. And on that day, we lost 343 firemen. And 17 years later, we are still... Many, many people are dying. I just buried a friend of mine early this year, Ronnie Schrecht, who died from September 11 related cancer. The biggest, strongest guy in the firehouse. He didn't smoke and he died of cancer. So all these years later, after the attack, it's not an incident, it was an attack, we're still paying the price. I mean, I have health issues from it and everybody else does. So let's not forget what happened on that day. You know, many people like to forget it. Like my son, for him, it's just a page in a history book. But for me, it's something real. So let's not forget everybody.
Thank you, Pat. With us today is Tracy Cosgrove, design manager from Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here with us. We're going to talk about bathroom remodeling again this week, okay?
Okay, great.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
Now I have to shift gears. During the week, you feel free to give us a call at 570-344-6724. Or if you have any questions or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, please send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and check on the process of the construction that is always going on at Dunmore Corners. But there's something else going on now.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Tracy Cosgrove, design manager with Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. How long has Perez been doing what they do, remodeling, building?
They've been in the remodeling industry over 30 years.
And you have been a design manager for?
Last five.
All right. So last week we talked about colors in the bathroom and space and some neat products that are out there these days to help with space, because the bathroom sizes are sometimes small on the small side. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of interesting things that are happening in the design industry and to max out space in that small area. And it's come a long way.
It has.
All right.
It has.
So someone wants to do a bathroom design, a remodel, an update, freshen up. They come to you at Perez Design, Build, and Remodel, and they sit down or they go to the showroom, they get ideas, and then they tell you what they want, and then you can do it all on the computer.
Exactly. We go out, we take measurements of their current space, so we draw what we call an as-built design. So we're going to render the bathroom as it currently exists. And then we're going to go ahead and throw in, you know, if we can lay the space out differently, we're going to be able to show them virtually exactly what it's going to look like when it's complete.
So the sky's the limit in terms of what they can do in terms of costs. I mean,
the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. Yep. So you could go really, really high end. But for the average person, that's not necessarily in the budget. So let's talk about what people can do in terms of not only maximizing space, but here's where I am with life. I don't need any more to do. My to-do list is packed. And so if I wanted a bathroom that was the easiest to keep clean, because I didn't want to scrub week after week.
Exactly.
And you know, clean it all the time. What materials would I want to put in that bathroom for easy maintenance?
On the countertops, any number of things. Granites are huge. Quartz countertops, they're maintenance free. They are a little bit more on the costly side. But they do have a lot of cultured marble products that are one-piece unit, semi-thick. They kind of look like granite, but they're less expensive. Those are virtually maintenance-free, too. Just wipe and go would be the same thing with your quartz or your granites as well, your stones.
Corian?
Corian is kind of a little bit passé right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, the product still exists, but quartz has become...
Taken over.
Mm-hmm. And there's quartz manufacturers that have really blown up, like Cambria, Caesarstone. There's certain stones that have really taken the industry by storm. So if you wanted a Corian top today, would actually be more expensive than doing a quartz.
Honest to God.
Yes. It's just not out there like it used to be.
Of course, I mean, we had ours done 10 years ago when we did the Corian, and yep. we have very neutral.
Neutral.
But it's worn wonderful. I mean, when it's all cleaned up, it looks like brand new.
It absolutely does. But the quartz industry does it where it looks like real stone. It looks like granite, which is real stone, comes out of the ground.
No, granite you have to seal every so often.
They want you to seal it every so often if it...
And marble, too, not cultured.
True marble I'd never recommend for your bathroom, Jackie. Never.
Right.
Because
but the look is just
the
so
look is beautiful,
gorgeous.
But you can obtain the look with quartz.
Uh-huh.
Right. Looks just like a true marble.
Quartz is stone. What is quartz?
It's a man-made stone. It's 100% man-made, so it's 100% natural.
So no sealing, no maintaining.
No maintenance to it whatsoever. Granite comes right from the ground, so
you gotta
natural. You do have to seal it. But they have to tell you that. I mean, we have a stone top in our showroom that's granite. We've never sealed it. It's in there 5 years. I mean, it still has its luster. It still looks good. It just depends on how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like it's losing the shine, you'd want to go ahead and upkeep it. But it's just as simple like waxing your car. You know, you wax it on, wipe it down. It's not an involved process to reseal it.
How about those, soapstones.
Soapstone is beautiful too, but also not recommended because it is so porous. It's the softest stone there is. I've done kitchens with it, had to have people sign disclaimers because...
They had to have it, but
we will install it for you, but you just have to know all of the... I mean, with oils and cooking things in a kitchen, you know, it's porous, so it could suck that oil in.
It
could stain it, and we have to kind of get our hands out of it if somebody wants to do it.
And a hot pot or...
Hot pot on there.
Right.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Okay. So getting back to the bathrooms, what about the shower area? Now, there is nothing like walking into a beautiful bathroom with all those like art deco tiles, the small tiles, but there's a lot of grout. And it's gorgeous to look at, but I'm sure a nightmare to keep clean.
Exactly. It's the look is beautiful. The grout these days is manufactured very different from it used to be. It's called power grout. It's supposed to be impenetrable. So you're not really supposed to be feeling like you have to scrub it with a toothbrush if you were to do it. But the trend right now with tiles is the large tiles, you know, taking up more square footage, less grout line, you know, tight grout lines. That's a nice way to do a shower surround or something like that without having to maybe do some accenting with those mosaics, but not
the whole area.
So it's going back to like the old glass, the Carrera tiles that you used to love so much. We're going back to that.
Yep. Certain things like that, I think, should come back around. They're kind of those times.
That Carrera glass and
beautiful.
The young buyers, they hate it. And I look at it,
beautiful.
And it's just gorgeous. It was shipped right in from Italy, and it's just beautiful, and they just, it's a sin, but they don't want it.
Glass is so trendy, and I think my younger homeowners tend to, you know, even on the kitchen backsplashes in their showers, they want all of that fancy mosaic glass.
Yes.
But it's like,
it's
trendy.
Gonna be out.
It's trendy. You're going to look in 5 years and go, what was I doing with that?
Right.
Maybe if you just used it as a little bit of an accent.
Here and there. Right.
But to go overboard with it, too much of a good thing is not good.
Right. So, subway tiles. Now, there's when we go into homes that are 80 plus years, they're really original and they're gorgeous. But it seems to be you can buy tiles these days that are new subway tiles, but it looks like
the old. Right.
And that's in.
That's in. You pay a little bit more to have it look old, you know, but there are subway tiles out there that will look just like, you know, those little octagonal tiles, those little tiny little stop sign ones that you used to see on the floor, those are back.
Yes.
Huge. They're back.
The black and white. The
black and white or black and gray or all white. And it's popular right
and
now.
And it's in.
It's in.
Jackie did our bathroom.
It's in.
One of our bathrooms with the subway tile all the way around. And it
white?
Really, yes.
White subway?
Yes,
see?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Not pure white. It's a little...
It's
okay.
Gorgeous. And everybody goes
ivory
in there.
Color.
They love it.
Yeah.
That's classic. To me, it's very, very, very classic. And everybody's trying to recreate it, you know, again, because it's one of those things that sticks around and still looks good.
Okay. All right. So that's interesting. Very good stuff there, Tracy. I like that. With us today is Tracy Cosgrove, Design Manager with Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. How does someone get in touch with Perez, please?
You can call our office at 570-333-0505 or toll free 1-866-464-7373, or you can go on to our website, PerezDBR.com.
Okay. What materials? Say you have a busy house, a very active house, young children, lots of people, and you need to be able to withstand abuse in the bathroom area. What type of materials would you have a family focus on putting into those bathrooms that can stand that?
I would definitely go what we were talking last time, that LVT, that luxury vinyl flooring. It is a vinyl, but it's thick, it's durable, and it's warm. But its application makes it look like a tile. So it looks very classy, even though it's not as expensive. But for kids beating it up, water splashing on it, it's definitely the go-to. And you mop it real quick, you know, put a Swiffer wet jet on it, roll in and out, and you're done.
Okay. And so... In terms of paint, would you go with glossy and semi-gloss?
We go with an eggshell paint in the bathrooms, typically. It's a finish that, you know, you can kind of sponge it down or wipe it if you needed to wipe it.
And then tubs, if they have to have a tub, because you're saying walk-ins are the popular thing now.
Walk-ins are the popular, but if it has to be a tub, an acrylic tub or a fiberglass tub, very, very maintenance-friendly.
Cast iron... The clawfoot tubs that of days ago, of long time ago, are they in or out?
They're in, but they're in a little bit more of a modern, sleek feel. Those freestanding tubs, not necessarily people are doing them with the claw feet. Although I do have a couple remodels that they're interested in that, but more like that pod shaped
right.
tub. If you've seen those,
I've seen that.
Those are pretty popular. They stand on a pedestal or they stand on alone, but that pod shape kind of freestanding is what's popular.
So someone has a claw foot, you'll work around it,
or absolutely.
Okay, so do they refinish them?
We can refinish them and make them look brand new.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm. I used to work with a contractor, and I can't tell you how many of those tubs I've smashed up.
Absolutely. And how many, and what are they, 400 or 500 pounds?
Yeah, because you had to smash them up to get them out of the...
Yeah, you can't get them out.
No.
And now they're coming back.
Right.
But they're made with acrylic and fiberglass, so they're not as durable as that.
They were indestructible and bulletproof.
Exactly. Not anymore. I mean, the fiberglass and the acrylics are easy maintenance, easy to clean, but they're definitely not as heavy. So getting in and out of them, you don't have that stability you had before. You know, it's weaker. Definitely.
Yeah. So how many people are just...
Shaking their heads.
Right.
You know, I wish I would have that.
What was I doing? What was I thinking?
Yeah. Yes, I should have kept that Mustang. I
have two clawfoot tubs. I'll tell you that. As a designer, I would never take them out of my bathrooms.
And if you could get them out, say you did take out a wall and you could get it out in one piece, people are paying a lot of money for them.
They're absolutely paying a boatload for them now. I mean, you're talking like up to $2,000, some $3,000, depending on what you're talking about. I had a guy where I remodeled his bathroom. We took the tub out of his barn. He had an old cast iron clawfoot tub in his barn. We refinished it, slapped it in the bathroom. It looks brand new.
They probably used it for a trough for the horses or something.
Yeah, I don't know what he was using it for, but he showed it to me. I went out on site and he said, oh, it's back here, grass growing around it. And I thought, but we made it look brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, could you get one if you wanted to?
Oh, you can buy them brand new. You can buy them new. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few companies that specialize in them. Maidstone is one of them. They're big.
The big heavy ones.
Big heavy ones. You can still get the big heavy ones. You could really only handle that if you're doing a new home construction.
Right. To
get it in there. That's the tough thing. But they are available.
Yeah, because when we did our house over, we put the one-piece stand-in shower. We didn't want the three-piece fiberglass. We put the one-piece, and they had to bring it up with a crane, when the windows were out.
And that's right.
Bring it in. And
that was my mistake, moving from new home construction to remodeling. First bathroom I did a one piece. It wouldn't fit. And I'm thinking, I'm in a whole new world now. This is remodeling. It had to be a four piece.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you do new construction, you definitely want that one piece. But with remodeling, we're stuck with.
You can't
you can't. You can't.
You can't think of everything.
You can't think of everything.
Wow.
I mean, we try.
We really try to.
Well, a one-piece fiberglass tub is just one giant piece. There's
one giant,
no seams.
No seams.
And for the people who don't know, the tub would come in and then the walls would come in pieces. I mean, they interlock. And
they interlock.
And they don't leak, but it's it's not a one-piece.
It's not a seamless.
Right. Okay, we're headed towards a break. Tracy Cosgrove, Design Manager with Perez Design, Build, and Remodel, is with us today. We're talking about bathroom remodeling. Before we go to break, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a wonderful three-bedroom home in the Manuka section of Scranton at 3262 Cedar Avenue for $109,000. This home has a great floor plan, and it's got gorgeous hardwood floors throughout the whole home. This part of Cedar Avenue is very quiet, and the home sits on a 40 by 130 lot with plenty of off-street parking. The appliances are included. All this home needs is for you to add your finishing touches. That's a three-bedroom home at 3262 Cedar Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for $109,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And do you know which room uses the most water in your house?
Which room?
The bathroom. Uses more than the kitchen?
Well, it has to, yes.
People think
it
that's
that,
that the
shower,
room that uses,
the
right?
Alone.
Oh, in the kitchen, I'm cooking and I got the dishwasher.
Or the laundry.
It's the bathroom.
Or the laundry. I was
going to
say the laundry, right?
It's the bathroom.
Because it feels like I'm doing laundry all of the time.
Yeah, me too.
Tracy Cosgrove, Design Manager with Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. This is our second half of our second show here. We're talking about bathroom remodeling. And I thought that we could talk about, if we went to you and we wanted to do a bathroom remodel and we didn't have an endless supply of funds, but, you know, we wanted to do something nice and we just gave you full rein, carte blanche, you do whatever you want. How would you design our bathroom? What would you do and what would it look like?
I would design the bathroom. I'd put the money to put it to good use. I would definitely do us a quartz top. So I would, you know, walking into the space, I'd want it to feel serene. I'd want it to feel easy. I'd probably do our walls and, you know, some type of blue shade, a calming shade. Our floors, to save money, if money is an issue, I would definitely do the luxury vinyl product. So maybe something in some gray, whitish tones. Running linear, trying to maximize, you know, the space, make it appear bigger for us. The vanity, I would probably do white. And keep the cabinetry white and bright, airy. Do the top in a quartz, maybe something that looks like a marble. A single faucet. Nowadays, the touch faucets are pretty popular. So, you know, your hands are all soapy, whatever. You could just tap it with your wrist. Maybe we would do a single faucet. And then I would do a nice, put some money into a nice decorative mirror. Maybe some, you know, nice wall sconces next to it. And then in our shower, I would replace that old, you know, tile surround and old beat-up tub with a nice new fiberglass or acrylic tub, and then still do a nice big wall tile to accent. Maybe we'd throw some accenting glass mosaics in there just to give it a little pop of color. And then the toilet, of course, I'd keep all my fixtures white. That's the other thing. I like a white tub. I like a white toilet. I don't like
gray. And it's
gray.
Not too sterile.
And it's not too sterile. No, you do the walls in a kind of a blue that has a nice... It's gonna feel like that spa. You know, I think when you go into your bathroom, you want it to feel like a spa. You want it to be bright enough to apply makeup, get ready, be able to see things. You know, in the spas, they turn the lights down real low. We don't want that, but I would want to keep it airy and bright. That's what a bathroom should be, I think.
Okay.
And that'll never be dated.
It'll never be dated. That marble, the white, you know, the cool grayish, bluish tone on the wall, the tub, you know, a white tub is never going to be a problem for anybody. And doing a nice neutral tile on that tile surround will keep it timeless.
Right, because I can walk into a bathroom in some of these houses and I say 70s, 60s,
you know what it is.
80s.
Absolutely. That would be the goal. Now, you know, no mauve tile halfway up the wall. Keep the walls just drywall, plain drywall in a nice painted color, and call it a day.
Very good.
It a bathroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you this because you weren't here when Tracy knows the answer. What is the number one feature, Pat, that buyers want in the bathroom? What's the number one feature? Do you know?
Privacy.
Well. If you can get that, that's wonderful.
I want a locking door.
That
nobody can get into,
no matter what. Yeah, we're going to go back to doors because I want to ask you a question, Tracy. But that's not the answer. But that's a good answer.
It is,
that's
okay.
A very good
Light.
Answer. Number one feature buyers want in the bathroom is an exhaust fan.
We have exhaust fan. Which, we have heat. We have both of them.
And I told her I could see that. I mean, a lot of the remodels we do in older homes, old Victorian homes, they didn't have an exhaust fan.
And there's
nothing like in the wintertime, you hit that heat button, boom.
Real nice.
It blows right down.
Well, and then so some of the material I just read, reviewed for these shows, the heated tile flooring is in.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Heated floors in general, Jackie, anywhere in the bathroom, even in the kitchen.
We have them in our kitchen.
We have a tile floor in the kitchen.
Do you?
And it's radiant heat, but it works off the boiler, so it's not that expensive.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way I could get talked into that.
It depends on how you do it.
Because the tile is cold, and I...
But you love it.
I love it.
You have to love it.
I love it because it's warm. But in the bathroom, in the morning, on those cold mornings, the tile
gets
is
you going.
Really
It
cold.
Does. Exactly. That's why the luxury vinyl stuff is great, because it's warmer on your feet. The other thing for bathrooms, too, I was thinking about before was, I didn't mention, but towel warmers are kind of a cool thing.
Oh, we have one.
You have one? Of course you have one. I was going to say, do you have one?
Yeah.
And everybody's Christmas gift was a towel warmer last year.
I would love that.
And they all
loved
it.
Except my aunt.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell am I going to do with this?
Yeah, she threw it out.
Yeah.
But Patrick loves it, too. And so, and your brother-in-law loves it.
Oh, he loves it. He goes, I put my pajamas in there.
It's the greatest.
Yeah. Okay. How about doors? They say the perfect doors, you're going to love this, the perfect doors for bathrooms when people are considering a remodel or new construction. They say sliding doors are barn doors. Those barn sliding doors, they say those are in.
They are. Pocket doors, I would say more for a bathroom. I do a lot of sliding barn doors in laundry spaces, like from a kitchen to a laundry, because they're not as private. You know, they slide over, but they don't have the ability to kind of lock.
So
like
a pocket door.
A pocket door would be nice.
It slides
in and out of the wall, so it doesn't swing into the hallway space or swing into the bathroom space and take up room.
That's a regret.
Yeah, we made that mistake.
They're really
nice. And you
got
to have a solid core door.
You do. Absolutely.
You have to, because people think they go to save money on a hollow core door, and you hear everything both ways.
Everything.
And I don't want to hear it.
Absolutely. That's the number. We do that as a standard. Kind of where we are. It's a solid door.
You'd be surprised how many high-end homes...
Don't have it. Well, that's where they try to save a buck on that kind of a thing.
Well, and you don't realize until you live in it.
Exactly.
So you take one of those doors and you just swing it fast and you feel like it's going to go flying off the hinges. Yeah, okay. So, well, you design a nice bathroom. That sounds like the perfect bathroom.
We had a discussion off air that you were telling us a story about, you got to tell me about this bathroom and the toilet that the woman had. Tell me about it.
I say this, to each his own. I mean, money spent, $4,000 on a toilet slash bidet. Her sister lives in Sweden, so she had to have this European type thing. But when you walk into the space, it's motion activated, so the lid automatically opens. And then when you sit, it's comfortable. It actually blows heat at your feet. And everybody laughs about it, but if you think about it, you would want it too. You know, to spend that. But then it also, you know, you're done using it. It has the bidet feature as well. So it has the water spray, you know. And then it, when you get up, it closes itself. It handles itself. It closes the lid.
It flushes.
It flushes itself. It does everything.
How much was that?
It was around $4,000.
$4,000.
Yeah.
So in certain people, I guess all they'll have is a toilet.
But in that case, I found out, not in this particular one that she did, but then in researching, found out that they actually play music. So you can, if you feel like you need a little help and, you know, symphony will help you or whatever relaxes
any
you
in
or
the
whatever,
jets or something.
Anything you want, anything that motivates you. But yeah, they have music though. I mean,
so
it's crazy.
Do you install a lot of bidets in houses? Is this a trend?
We don't. We don't typically. It's usually with a bidet in traditional fashion. It's a separate toilet and a separate bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're making a lot of these attachments where it's like the toilet lid and the bidet in one, but they are pretty pricey. So really right now what we're doing is mainly comfort height toilets. That's a big thing, and not those lower bowls. And then the push button on the top. So they're a little bit more eco-friendly, like the flush. You can flush for one, flush for two. The buttons are on the top.
What was the boost? What were you talking about? The height of the toilet?
The height of the toilet. Yeah, old toilets have a lower, any older home, if you sit on them, they're a standard toilet height. They're lower. They're almost like a chair. The comfort height is a little bit more comfortable. You have to sit on one to the other to recognize the difference. We have them in our showroom. So, you know, you sit on the old fashioned, then you sit on the new one, and it's kind of nice. Especially for older people,
right,
getting
that's
up,
what I was
getting
say.
Up
it'd be
on
easier
it. Yeah,
for them to get up.
To get up. It's easier to get up. You're not going down as far.
Very nice.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff.
So anybody could check you out, and you're located where at Perez
yep.
Design Remodel Build?
We are located at 611 South State Street in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. And you can check us out on the website, PerezDBR.com.
Lots of before and after pictures.
Lots of before and after pictures. They're the best.
By category?
By category. Look at bathrooms, kitchens, whatever you happen to be into.
And your phone number, please.
Our phone number for the office is 570-333-0505 or toll-free 1-866-464-7373.
And you're there from Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday.
Excellent. Thank you, Tracy, for your time.
Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun.
All right. Pat?
Yes, we have, Jackie's going to like this, 24 and a half acres of land. That way you don't have
it's
to
a lot
see,
of grass
you
to
don't
cut.
Have to, but you don't have to see your neighbors.
Put a zero after
yeah,
that 24.
A lot of grass.
Okay. Can I get back to this, please?
Sure.
It's
ahead.
On Dorrentown Road in Covington Township for $225,000. It's in the North Pocono School District. It's mostly wooded. It has 400 feet of road frontage, and this would be perfect for a farm. You could raise horses. You could use it as a hunting land. It's mostly flat. It's zoned agricultural, and it's the perfect place to build your private dream home or to subdivide. That's 24 and a half acres of land on Dorrentown Road in Covington Township for $225,000. And that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And
we have drone pictures of that one, too.
Yes, we do. And a lot of trees.
Yes. It looks like a field of broccoli.
I have from NAR, the National Association of Realtors, 2018 profile of international transactions in the U.S. for residential real estate. International buyers typically buy more expensive properties than the average existing buyer. The median price for a foreign buyer was $292,000 compared to the median price for all existing homes, which is $249,000. Chinese buyers continue to purchase the most expensive homes with a median sales price of $439,000. Plus, foreign buyers are more likely to purchase a home with cash.
All cash.
A domestic buyer. 47% of all international transactions reported cash only, compared to 20% of existing home sales. Lastly, 66% of foreign buyers are most likely to purchase a detached single-family home, followed by 14% who purchase a condo, 13% purchased a townhouse. Only 3% of international buyers purchase residential land with the intent of building. Interesting, huh?
Yes, it is.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m.